gonna go ahead and turn this on. Just to get started, if you don't care, state your name.
My name is Amos Nichols.
And what years were you? Did you go up to the settlement school or go to school up there?
I have to count back on it now. I never did go to the settlement school. Even it, I went to the. It was Knott County School then.
Right.
Prof Smith was the principal when I was went to school up there.
Uh-huh.
Prof Smith. Oh. Did I mess up something?
Nope. I was making sure it was on. It's on.
Okay. Yeah. And
what year did you graduate from high school?
See, that was in 37, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's right. We have a big list of everybody.
I think it's correct.
Okay.
37.
Now, were you the only one in your family that went to school up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. I was the baby of the family, and I was the only one who went to school up there. That's right.
Now, how did you hear about going to school over there? Or did you just... Because I know that some people went to local schools, one-room schools, and then found out about that.
As I said, I never did stay at the settlement school, honey. I always...
Right.
First year, I commuted from home.
Uh-huh.
And then the other 2 years, I lived with Calloway Napier,
uh-huh.
who run a boarding house up there. And I worked for him, worked my way on the next to... 3 years to up there, stayed with him. I never did stay at the settlement school in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were going to school there, so I know that, like when I say going to the settlement school, I guess I should explain that. I'm just talking about, you know, going to school there because they were kind of together where they
mm-hmm.
provided the teachers.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I guess most of the teachers, or at least some of them, Miss Standish, and I remember some of the others were settlement school teachers.
Yeah.
They were not. I don't know what the arrangement was at that time between the county and the settlement. There was a close working relationship between them. I'm sure of that. But they really had some. Dedicated teachers, I think, there.
Uh-huh.
Eda K. Smith is another one that I remember, the older ones. They were very, Ms. Standish was a very, very much dedicated lady.
Uh-huh.
And I got to know her real well. Eda K. was a teacher, you know, she was really businesslike, and there's several of the boys that I went to school at that time were, I guess, like any time, they're a little bit rough, and they didn't like her much because she was firm and wanted them to get an education. But she and I always got along real good. I never had any problem with them whatsoever. But she intended for you to be disciplined when you went to school, while you were in her room, mm-hmm. and I liked that.
Now, which teacher was that, Miss?
Eda K. Smith.
Eda K. Smith. Okay.
She's a local lady. She lived down at the mouth of Ball, down where it runs into Troublesome Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Her family did. She was a, mm-hmm.
Who were some other teachers that you remember that kind of stick out in your mind? That's one thing we're trying to find out about, the kind of teachers that they had.
James, I took typing under James Steele.
What was that like?
That was wonderful. He was a real good. He and I became friends too, in a real way. I don't know where it happened the first year. Anyway, when I came home back to the Naples for lunch, then I'd pick up his mail and take it to him for. I know the last 2 years, maybe all 3 years,
mm-hmm.
he and I became real friends. He'd come down. They're home on Big Branch. I live at Big Branch then.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down there many weekends, and visited with us. And I remember, of course, most of us mountain folks have our own slang, you know.
Right.
Every time I'd use a word, I'd see it right at that. I knew what it was doing, you know. Something he was picking up on. And, but he was a real good friend of ours. And I remember one time he had a lot of books that he was, well, I guess some of them he was discarding and running out of date and whatnot, but he gave me a whole wagon load of books, and I'd put them, build me a little house in there and had them, well, saving for, in fact, I still got some of them upstairs yet that he gave me. And many of them were real good books. That's about it, for I know, honey, on that pizza deal.
Did you ever have, were you around Miss Cobb?
I never did have her, I knew her, but I never did have any classes under her. No, I didn't.
I guess one question I've had, or that I've been interested in, is this would have been, I guess, during the Depression, wouldn't it? These years, directly after.
Well, it was still in depression at that time. The worst of it was just about over with at that time. But
so how did that affect your family, or affect?
Well, just about like everybody else, is where we just about had to raise what you eat.
Yeah.
Except, you know, coffee and sugar and stuff like that that you bought fire, but. We all had to work at home. Everybody pitched in to survive. Is about what it added up to. Because none of my family had a regular job at that time. They'd just pick up a little work with summertime around sawmills and some other places. Mm-hmm. Just temporary employment.
Yeah.
There's no, and so it made it pretty rough on us. As such.
I guess that made it rough for some people to go to school. Did that?
It did, yeah.
I mean,
of course, one thing about it back then, there were very few people. Most everybody was about on the same level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody felt above anyone else, and everybody got along real good because you recognized that it was hard times, and everybody just accepted it as such.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like me. I never would have been able to go to college, you know, if it hadn't been a school like Berea,
mm-hmm.
where you could work more or less work your way through it. And also, I remember that people were so good to me. As I look back on it, we had a man who worked for Inland Gas Company, and even though I was just in high school, during the summer months, he'd give me all the work he could. He put me out even. A Boston road building, me and built me in no thing to and also our county agent, he was real good to me. And of course, I worked with 4-H Club since I can, and helped a lot. And not meaning to brag or anything, but during, let's see, yeah, I guess that was before I went to high school, though. Yeah, it was the eighth grade at that time. Had a three-man team, a judging team that went from Knott County, and we won the state that year.
And what'd you win it in?
At UK, I mean, down to fire,
mm-hmm.
and judging the poultry.
Huh.
We were
good.
Very fortunate.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate. All of us did. Three of us fellas did real good, ain't they?
Hmm.
So that was preparation for high school, I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've been talking to some people about the different classes and things y'all took. I mean, I understand you took pretty much the basic classes
mm-hmm.
that any high school person would take. But one thing that was interesting is the manual training class.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Jethro Amberger was the teacher at that
uh-huh.
time, and I'm sorry to say, but I was never very crafty with my hands, and I didn't do, I made good grades all right in it, but I was seemed to be never accurate enough to catch on to it just the way I should.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a couple of pieces of furniture that I made while I was working there, though,
mm-hmm.
and enjoyed it. He was a good manual trained teacher. He helped you any way he could.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
what sorts of things did y'all learn in that class?
It was just mostly carpentry. You know, we had some furniture building places. In other words, I built a table and a medicine cabinet and
mm-hmm.
a few little things like that. But it was just small items that we could finish there. And of course, along with that was a certain amount of training on carpentry, but not like you get in today's classes.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, at least I don't remember too much about the other parts of it other than just cabinet making and things like that. Just learned the use of tools,
mm-hmm.
carpenter tools, mostly it.
What kind of person was Jethro Ambergy?
Or
do you remember him by him?
He was a real nice person. I guess you wouldn't find a better person than he was.
Uh-huh.
And a good teacher, too. He was easygoing and well-trained for his job, I think. Everybody thought a whole lot of him.
Uh-huh.
If I remember correctly, he later became... Not superintendent, in other words, in charge of the Nutt County school system later on,
mm-hmm.
after I graduated, just for a short, maybe one term or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there any other classes that, maybe like classes you enjoyed particularly when you were in high school that you remember?
No, not in particular. I was very fortunate enough to make good grades in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the honor roll just about, I guess, all the time. Maybe one time I didn't quite make it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very fortunate. I had to work hard, though. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. It wasn't gifted. And of course, I had to work. I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, build fires, and think where I stayed. But I'd save at night and work. You don't want to work. Still make it okay, didn't have much time for fun.
Yeah.
Which is good, really. But I enjoyed it very much.
Well, I guess how'd you get so motivated to work that hard in school? What made you want to do that?
I don't
know. I mean, was it something your parents
At first I wasn't that motivated, but I decided that you might as well put your best in whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Best you're doing, that's what I did. The best I could. And I was salutatorian of the high school at graduation. Of course, we had a real small class, which doesn't speak much, but still.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I enjoyed high school days very much.
Now you said, where did you grow up? You told me that a second ago. Where did you grow up?
A big branch of Troublesome.
Okay.
It's just across the hill down 3 miles behind them.
So when you were living at home, how did you get to school?
Well, we had to walk about a mile and a half before we caught the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we missed it, and then we'd run. The first year, that's one reason why I decided to try to get the place closer to school.
Mm-hmm.
Made it kind of rough. And if you didn't have a road then, you went right around, just a little walk path around the hill.
Yeah.
There's no road up our way, even for the... there was no vehicles at that time except wagons to get in and out of our area. He went right up the branchway. Water's up, you couldn't get through then.
Yeah.
So we had to walk the bridge down at the, so we could always go across and get to school. But we were lucky not to miss too many times, but there has been a few times when they did miss it. I had a couple of nephew and a niece that stayed at our house and went to school that year when I did. There's three of us. So we all went together, worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I say we, whenever
I
was thinking about missing the bus.
Well, what did you, I know they did, like the people that lived at the settlement ate lunch there. What did you do each day for things like that?
Well, on the first year, of course, I took my lunch.
Uh-huh.
And we'd come downtown and Bent Newland had a grocery store. I mean, yeah, grocery and hardware and whatnot, big store. We'd all come down there and we'd eat in his store, most of us would. Of course,
mm-hmm.
when I lived at the Napier's, while I came down there for my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But we just packed our lunch and ate that first year.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how long the typical school day was? What time y'all started and finished?
Same as getting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty sure it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess, did you have like six classes a day or?
No, I don't think we did. I just can't remember that offhand, honey, on that. How many? We had either five or six, though.
Uh-huh.
Five, I believe. Something
like that. Okay. Yeah, some schools still do that, I think, five or six.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure what it was like.
Yeah.
Were you ever around Miss Watts much, or?
Not a whole lot, no. As I say, except for Miss Standish and Carter, they were two teachers that I had.
Yeah.
They were from the settlement, and that's my biggest connection with the settlement, other than the children that I went to school with.
Right.
Of course, I knew Miss Watts, but I really didn't know her personally. I just
mm-hmm.
knew when I saw her.
Well, since you didn't live over there, could you go over there and visit with your friends or?
Oh yeah.
And things like that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they all of them had their work schedule and all. You had to,
mm-hmm.
to get the time. But as I say, it was a good working relationship. The
mm-hmm.
settlement school has been a real, real help to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They'd never been able to get an education if it hadn't have been for them.
Yeah.
And other schools like them, of course.
Right.
But they've been a real asset to Knott County.
What was kind of people's attitudes toward these women, just from, you know, being here in the community, just them coming
in? They were just accepted as
mm-hmm.
as people.
Yeah.
You know, they were no different, really.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, there was never any friction. They were accepted for who they were and the job they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I never heard of any friction in any way. There could have been it, but I didn't know about it, is why I say it like that.
Yeah.
Because they were, all of them were real nice, dedicated people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what a lot of people
said. Oh yeah, they were really, they had to be to come in here and live
yeah.
like they did and fool with people like us. They had to be. And they were, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, Miss Cobb was a sweet old soul. As I say, I never had any classes on her, but I I can always remember that smile she had talking to you. She was a real sweet personality.
Well, what kind of things did y'all do, like, just trying to figure out what it was like then? You said you worked most of the time, went to school. Did you ever have time to do anything, like, extra, like, maybe things that y'all did for fun, or?
No. As I say, where I worked, the first year, of course, I didn't have, because my time was spent going to and from school. Of course, occasionally along there was, you know how young people are, they like to, there was a place or two in town where they had the jukebox and things like that, isn't that, and gather in. That was about the extent of our social life at that camp. There wasn't too much going on.
Was basketball pretty popular back then too?
Well, it probably was. I just never was interested in it too much. Only basketball I ever played was mostly was just when on Sundays when we lived in the country, where we'd gather down at the schoolhouse and a bunch of us and play ball all day long.
Yeah.
That was just about it. The extent of playing basketball. I like it as a sport today, we like it very much, but back then I wasn't interested. And I probably couldn't have been team material anyway, due to size and other things.
I know some people that lived here in the community sometimes would walk over on campus and do things. Did you ever do that in summer or do anything like that?
No. Okay. No. No. To my knowledge, I don't remember any.
Yeah.
Sure don't.
Another thing that I thought's been interesting, people talk. I was asking some about activities and things they did, and the one thing somebody brought up was that Christmas was a pretty big deal. Like, did y'all have a Christmas program, or?
You mean school-wide, or?
Yeah, like, was there anything they did
not,
for that, or?
Not special, I don't think. Of course, grade school, we had always had a school program. And there were gifts sent from Caney and from the Hyman Settlement School too, which helped out a lot of people that couldn't get things, even clothing for you. They were very fortunate and been a big help in that way.
I guess one important question is in your opinion, what kind of impact do you think that the settlement school has had on this area?
I don't know that you could really put a price tag on it, honey, because it's helped so many people in so many different ways. It's just been wonderful, really. It's been one of the things that has helped to make Nutt County what it is, and that's not much now, but I mean, it would have been, without it, I don't know what it would have been, to tell you the truth about it. Because it's been such a big help in so many different facets of life. Maybe it has.
So, I mean, I know one important facet, of course, would just be education. What else do you think has been so important?
Well, I think from a social standpoint, standards and things like that has helped a lot of people. But it's mainly educational, really. That has been, as I say, I don't know that the price tag could be put on that.
I don't think so either.
There's no way, because there's so many lives that have been touched by it and helped by it. I was not, as I say, it didn't happen to be one of the ones that that really got much of it other than just through the teachers and the school and in the high school, but it has been a wonderful help. A lot of people. Having a place to stay and go to school, you know, and then a whole lot of people commuting, you know, back in, it was bad. Mostly horseback, and it made it kind of rough. So in the early beginning, I mean, especially. So it's been a real asset.
I guess, do you keep in touch with the stuff that goes on now much?
Or? Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. No, I don't. I get newsletters and things like that, but I'm just not very sociable in that way. I don't like crowds. I'm kind of withdrawn, I guess you would say. So, my wife's the same way. We just don't feel comfortable, thing like.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just.
Well, I've just been sitting here asking you questions, but.
That's all right.
Is there anything else you feel that would be important to maybe talk about or think something you've thought about while we've been talking? I just always like to ask people. Sometimes I say, "Well, I was just thinking about, you know, something."
No, not nothing in particular that I can think of. No, that most is if I could take time, I might go back and think a lot. But right now, there's not too many things or incidents that I can remember that offhand. Sure appreciate you coming over and talking to you.
Yeah.